You're on Alive 90.5 with Spotlight here with Jim and Darren. And Jim, would you like to introduce our first guest for the morning?
I certainly would, because this person is a remarkable person, a person who has lots of energy, is extremely intelligent and gets things done. And it's none other than our Mayor for the Hills, Dr. Michelle Bowen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. How are you going?
Really good. Thanks for being with us this morning. Absolutely delighted to have you to tell our listeners what you've been doing over the last 3 or 4 months. You've been extremely busy. The coronavirus, let's start with that. How challenging has that been?
I think it's been challenging for everyone. It's been challenging for council, it's been challenging for our small businesses, it's been challenging for our community in general. Obviously with council, we had to shut down a lot of our services, so things like libraries, community venues. Obviously, all our community events and things like that had to go, which is obviously very disappointing. And then we had the challenges, like most businesses, of having to manage our staff as well. And you don't want to let staff go because, you know, you want the staff there as soon as your services can start running again. So we managed quite well in that regard. But there were parts of our business that kept going. So development assessment, for example, in that department was almost business as normal. DAs are still coming in. DAs are still going out. Planning proposals are still coming in, still being assessed. And the other big thing we got on top of, or tried to get on top of during this period as well, was infrastructure. So we were out there trying to finish Samantha Riley Drive. We were out there trying to get our pool upgrade started and things like that, particularly while the traffic volumes were a bit quieter. So we're still doing a lot of work despite the impact on library services and events and things like that.
Dr. Byrne, let's walk through some of that infrastructural progress, because it's an amazing. I mean, you'll hear people complain that this and that and so on. That doesn't wash very well with me in the sense of the complaints. What I find as a celebration is the determination and the commitment at the organisational level and the leadership through you to produce this fantastic community in which we all work, live and play. So let's just start. An amazing decision with regards to Waves. Can you tell our listeners about what's happening there and what the intention is? Because that's a very big project.
It's a massive project. It's a $55 million project. So obviously Waves has been around for a long time. I grew up swimming at Waves. I learnt to swim there. Mm-hmm. Most kids in the hills learnt to swim there and spent their summers there. But now it's tired and it needs to be replaced. So basically what we're doing is completely demolishing it and essentially starting again. So there'll be a new 50-metre pool with 10 lanes. There'll be an outdoor 25-metre pool. There'll be an indoor 25-metre pool and splash area. There'll be places for kids to play. There'll be a new gym and a new cafe as well, which is very, very exciting. So we're hoping to turn the sod on this project next month, which is very exciting. So obviously a lot of work's gone in behind to get to this point in terms of design and, you know, how we're going to fund it and all those sorts of things that come into a big decision like this. And it's not an easy decision either, because you're talking about $55 million worth of ratepayers' money as well. So you want to make sure that you're spending it wisely, and you obviously want to deliver the very best aquatic centre that you can for the money that you do have. And the thing with the pool, it's just so well loved. Everyone loves this pool. So we are excited about the fact that we're delivering a new facility to the community, and hopefully we'll be able to do that by the end of next year. Fingers crossed we don't run into any problems or any challenges along the way.
And Dr. Byrne, what I love is what I call the visionaries through leadership. That's a very big commitment in monetary terms, $55 million. But it also spans probably the next 30 to 50 years. So when you're making decisions, you're trying to make decisions which are going to benefit future generations, children that are not even in our area, children that are not even born or other people. So I commend you and your leadership team for making such brave decisions, because I call them Christopher Columbus. You leave the shores,
yes,
and with the best intentions, and you weather the storms. And let me say, I've been very fortunate to see those plans, and I commend you and your teams for the great work you're doing there.
It's an exciting project, and you are right. It is a 50-year life cycle, we hope, for this next pool as well. You are right, there'll be future kids that will swim there as well. And it's you want to get the vision right, because you want to make sure this pool serves the community for the next 50 years. It's got capacity as well, particularly as our population continues to grow. And it is our only pool at this point in time, but in the future I think we'll see that we will need a second facility, probably somewhere out in North Box Hill, North Killyhill, somewhere out there where there's a lot of growth going on as well.
Mm.
But they are long-term decisions that you're making, so you do want to get them right. So you don't want to come back in 10 years and have to add another pool and things like that.
Dr. Byrne, it's Darren here, and thank you for joining us this morning on Spotlight. I understand there was some concern about the rose garden next to the pool, but I understand that that's having some injection of funds as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's the one question that I've received over and over and over again about the upgrade to the pool. It's not been about the upgrade itself, but it has been about the rose garden and will the rose garden be lost.
Yeah.
And the rose garden's iconic. Everyone loves the rose garden. I can remember walking through there as a child. I still walk through there. It's absolutely beautiful when the roses are in bloom. So intention is that we will be keeping our rose garden. The rose garden will not be disappearing. And we're about to spend $300,000 on it in terms of fixing the bedding, fixing the rotunda, fixing the stairs and things like that. So there's an incredible amount of investment that will go into that rose garden, which I hope will allay any fears that council intends to knock it down or anything like that, because that's not the intention at all. We want to keep the rose garden as well, and I'm pretty certain we can do both. We can have our upgrade to the pool and we can still have our rose garden, which everyone loves.
That's wonderful to hear, and it's great that we can talk to the listeners this morning and, allay those concerns about the rose garden. Just pointing back to something earlier, you're talking about Samantha Riley Drive, and I know that did open yesterday, so congratulations there. But I'm also also aware that we're looking towards the New South Wales government to get on with Memorial Drive. Can you provide any update there?
Yes, I can. So Memorial Avenue is obviously a state road, and it's essentially a rural road with a tar on it. And a lot of growth has occurred around that road. You know, you've got Balmoral Road release area, which has got about, I think, about 5,000 to 7,000 dwellings around this road, and it's still just a one lane either way. So it's up to the state government to upgrade that road, and we've been calling on them recently to get on with the job and just get it done, particularly at the moment. It'd be good for the economy, it's good for jobs in terms of construction, but our community desperately needs that road upgraded as soon as possible. I've got to a point where you just can't wait anymore. It's such a dangerous, dangerous road. So my understanding is at the moment the government is in the process of going out to tender and trying to find a builder to construct this new road. So hopefully by the end of the year you'll start to see some movement on that road as well. Until then, we're just going to keep putting pressure on government to make sure they do it as soon as possible.
It's nearly 19 minutes past nine and you're on Alive 90.5 and you're with Darren and Jim on Spotlight. And we're very fortunate to be speaking with our wonderful Mayor of the Hills, Dr. Michelle Byrne. Dr. Byrne, let me ask you this final question, and it is, what do you want, and it's a difficult question and a question without notice, but it's a question I'd like our listeners to hear from you. During your time, and you've been here for a long time and done great things, what would you like to be remembered for when people are saying that our mayor did this or contributed to this? What would you like to be remembered for?
Wow, that's a tough one.
That's why I ask these questions on Spotlight, Dr. Michelle Byrne.
The spotlight's on you now.
I know. Look, I think I would like to be remembered as a mayor that delivered critical and important infrastructure that this community required.
You're certainly
but
doing that.
I'd also like to be remembered as a mayor that was able to bring this community together and make sure that it remains united and engaged, and we still have that wonderful community spirit that exists here despite the transformation that's going on around us. And you can see it every day when you look at the metro and you look at the high rise coming in. It'd be very easy to plan in a way and to allow the community to become disengaged with each other, which is not what I want. I want to ensure that our community remains together and we still can celebrate everything that makes us Hillshire residents well into the future and well after I'm gone.
Well, we don't want you to go. Thank you very much, Dr. Michelle Byrne. Thanks for being with us on Spotlight. Would you be so kind to accept our invitation and come back and tell us more progress and also the winter sleep out and all of the things that you're doing to make our community a better place for all of us to work, live and play? Would you please accept our invitation?
Of I would love to.
Thank you very much. It's been fantastic to have you with us this morning. I know you've got a very busy day, and on behalf of Darren and myself at 90.5 and Spotlight, have a wonderful day. And again, thank you for all the things
you
that you
too,
do.
Jimmy. Same to you. You do a lot as well. And so does Darren. He doesn't stop either.
Thank you, Mayor. And
I'll see you soon.
Speak to you soon. Thank you.
Bye.
Live 90.5.